And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, and thousands of Palestinians fled their homes in what could be part of a final push of Israel's intensive military operations in the 9 months of war. Israel's leaders have said they were winding down the phase of intense fighting against Hamas, the Islamist U.S.-designated terrorist group that has governed Gaza since 2007 and would soon shift to more targeted operations. The Israeli army ordered residents of several towns and villages in eastern Khan Yunis to evacuate their homes on Monday prior to tanks re-entering the area the military had left several weeks ago. Authorities say more than 100 people in northern India were killed in a stampede when a crowd at a religious gathering rushed to leave a makeshift tent. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
The crush in a village in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh state. Local media reports the stampede occurred as attendees rushed to leave following an event with a religious leader named Bol Baba. Attendee Shukantala Devi tells the Press Trust of India, people started falling one upon another. Those who were crushed died, and the crowd at the event was huge. Initial reports suggest that over 15,000 people had gathered for the event, which had permission to host just 5,000. Police said overcrowding may have been a factor. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged continued support for the newly formed Haitian government on Tuesday.
The Prime Minister, his government, are leading Haiti at an absolutely critical time to be able to move all of this forward.
Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille and Foreign Minister Dominique Dupuy met Blinken at the State Department in